This is the September 23rd, 2017 ASRA Convention Q&A Speed Contest selection dictated at 240 words per minute. I will now begin the questioning. Ready? Good morning, ma'am. Could you tell me your current employment?
I am unemployed at the present time, but I am taking some classes at the community college.
Can you tell me when you first met the accused in these proceedings, Mr. Larson?
It would be a couple of years ago. I believe it was in February of 2015.
How did you come to meet him?
I applied for a job with his company.
Do you remember how you became aware that his business was hiring?
I was looking for jobs online. I don't remember which website it was, but I remember seeing the ad online.
Do you remember what it said? I appreciate this was a few years ago, but just tell me your best recollection.
It was something to the effect of needing people to prepare tax returns. I had never done that type of work, but it said that no experience was needed and they provided training on the job. I figured it couldn't hurt to apply, so I did.
I understand you attended for an interview, is that right?
Yes, sir. I was contacted about a week or so later and I went down to Mr. Larson's office for the interview.
Did Mr. Larson personally conduct the interview?
Yes, sir.
I take it that was the first time you had met the accused.
That's correct.
Do you remember what type of questions you were asked?
He asked if I had any experience preparing taxes and I said that I didn't. He said that he had three different positions available at that time. He explained each one of them and he asked me which one I was most interested in.
What did you indicate?
There was an opening for a tax preparer. I was interested in that position.
Did Mr. Larson subsequently hire you?
Right there in the office, yes.
I'm showing you what has been marked as Exhibit 4. Do you recognize this employment contract?
Yes, sir. I signed that contract when I was hired.
If I could direct your attention to the last page of that document, do you see your signature there?
That is my signature, yes.
If I could direct your attention to the second page of that document, ma'am, about the middle of the page, how much were you going to be making?
After I completed my training, $15 an hour.
What was the date that you signed this contract?
It was February 23rd, 2015.
I'm showing you Exhibit 5 in these proceedings, ma'am. Do you recognize this particular document?
It is a list of my job duties and responsibilities.
If I were to suggest it is a job description, would that be fair to say?
I think so, yes.
What does the first item require you to do?
I am to provide quality customer service.
Did someone explain how you were to do that?
Mr. Larson did. Basically, I was to greet clients when they came in and help them with whatever they needed. I remember that very clearly.
Why is that, ma'am?
He said that I was to greet clients with sunshine, and I thought that was funny.
Did he tell you what he meant by that?
I don't remember what he said, but I understood that I should be friendly and courteous to the clients.
What were your other duties?
I had to enter the information on the computer. That was the biggest thing. If something was missing, I would contact the client and get the information from them. If everything was complete, I would go ahead and process the tax return.
Did you receive any training with respect to preparing income tax returns?
Yes, sir. Two ladies were hired at the same time as me, and Mr. Larson trained us together.
Can you describe what was involved in that training, please?
He showed us how to create a profile for a new client. If someone was already in the system, we could copy their return from the previous year.
What do you mean by that?
I am not explaining this very well. Suppose a new client came into the office, I would get their information and create a new profile on the computer. If they were an old client, they already had a profile on the computer and I could copy the return from the previous year.
Have you ever heard of cloning a tax return? Does that sound familiar to you?
Yes, cloning a file. I couldn't remember the word.
You were telling me about the training you received. Please continue.
We were given some documents and we had to go through them and enter the information on the computer.
Do you remember how long this training lasted?
I believe it was 3 days.
About how long each day?
Approximately 2 hours, I would say. It wasn't very long.
At the end of the training, did you have to take an examination?
No, sir.
Was there any kind of assessment, or did you just start working after that?
I just started working.
And that included preparing tax returns, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Will you take us through the process of preparing a return?
When a client came in, I had them fill out an application form and a client profile.
I am showing you two documents, ma'am. Both appear to have the Larson & Company logo in the top right-hand corner. Do those appear to be the same documents you are talking about?
Yes, sir.
After those documents were completed, what was the next step?
The client would take a seat and I would enter their information into the system. If I needed more information or if anything was missing, I would ask them.
Where would they be sitting while you were doing this?
Usually right at my desk. It didn't take very long and it was easiest to have them sit there.
Did you ever ask to see identification?
Yes, sir. I was told to always ask for two pieces of identification. As a matter of fact, I had to make a copy of it.
Did you need any particular identification, or would a driver's license be okay?
At least one of them had to be picture ID. Most people had a driver's license, so they would use that most of the time.
What about a social insurance number? I assume you needed that?
Yes, but I didn't need to actually see the card. The client would write the number down on the form, and that was good enough.
If a client had no expenses written down, would you ask about that?
Yes, sir.
Do you recall Mr. Larson giving you direction about how you should handle that situation?
If a client had no expenses, I was to enter $4,000.
How long did you work for Mr. Larson?
I think it was March.
Is that March of 2016?
I think so.
Did something happen that caused you to stop working there?
The police came to the office and I was taken in for questioning. I quit the very next day.